This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Well, hey there, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. It is Sports Daily. It is Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester, and we are glad to be with you this morning here on KFH. Thanks for tuning in. Over the air, 97.5, 1240 AM, over our video streams on Facebook, YouTube, X, where you can leave your comments. Thanks for watching us also on 12 News Connected, and thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app. Whichever way you take us in, we got lots of opportunities for you to win prizes today. Lots of opportunities. We've got concert tickets. We've got Wind Surge tickets. We've got HTO to give away, so keep the phones handy. Some of them are call-in. Some of them are text-in. But you'll have your chances to win as we get into what should be a pretty fun show today. We're getting NFL scheduling nuggets. Many of them include the Kansas City Chiefs. So we will have the latest there. The Royals offense wakes up last night in Houston. Maybe a sign of things to come. We'll dig in a little bit as they bounce back with a nice win in that series opener. Other headlines, major, massive potential injury in the NBA playoffs last night to dig through. And all sorts of good stuff. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, happy Tuesday. You went through a laundry list of things that we're going to get into today. Also, all the different prizes we've got to give away. There's so much happening on the show. I'm looking forward to getting right into it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. The Dallas Mavericks win the draft lottery, and now we decide to see if they'll trade it. Last night I joked maybe they'll trade it for, you know, Draymond Green, or who knows what the Mavericks will do. What an interesting turn of events there, as trading Luka Doncic could potentially land them Cooper Flag. Is Nico somewhere seeing, see, I told you so. See, like I told you, this is going to all work out.
I think that definitely he's the kind of character that is going to be like feeling kind of gloaty today about this. Like,
this was my plan
all along, is I wanted the number one overall pick and I wanted Cooper Flag. And, you know, then of course, you know, go back a couple weeks or last week, whenever it was, when JJ Redick was criticizing the conditioning of Doncic and all of that. It's like, I'm sure Nico Harrison feels a little validated today.
I bet so. Even though of course you've nothing to do with winning the draft lottery, which I can imagine in all of this was not their plan. If the Mavericks' plan was to lose a bunch so they could move the team to Vegas, these new owners are pissed today. They're like, you gotta be kidding.
We didn't want the number one overall pick. What are you doing?
We finally clear getting rid of Luka so that we can lose a bunch of games. And now we got to take, who knows? Who knows? We'll see how this all works out. All right. We've got, I mean, there's a whole bunch to get to. We'll do it all. We're going to start you because we have a bunch of them with a giveaway this morning. We'll kind of switch up the order from what we did yesterday. So let's do Wind Surge tickets right off the top here because it's baseball season. It's baseball weather, right? If you want to win some Wind Surge tickets, you can right now text the keyword TOWEL, T-O-W-E-L, to the short code 20357. That's for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Wind Surge take on the Travelers this Saturday, 4:05 first pitch. It's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Night, and there will be commemorative towels to the first 2,000 fans. You can enter this contest once per day. Standard message and data rates apply. Again, it's TOWEL to 20357. Good luck, everybody. That is one of many giveaways we will have on the show for you today. Tommy, we get scheduling nuggets in the NFL, which is always fun. The Chiefs are a part of that, and we're gonna dig into that here in the next segment a little bit. And we'll have Felix Johnson, too, I should mention, in the second hour to talk a little NFL, talk a little Chiefs, talk the schedule. You know, it's not officially released until late this week, but they have, like, scheduled small information drops, I guess, throughout the week. One of those, the one yesterday, was more of reporting than it was like a scheduled NFL announcement about the opener in Brazil. But that's all happening today as well. But it does kind of get the juices flowing for a little football. I've kind of been, leave it to the NFL, Tommy. Like, they get us excited about a schedule release. Like, come on. They do, though. They do it. And now all the teams make their fun videos and they just, like, everything they do turns to gold.
How do you feel, by the way, about the opening game for the Chiefs being in Brazil? Are you a fan of that? Does that move the needle for you at all?
I'm more interested that they're playing it on a Friday than I am that it's in Brazil. I think the NFL is smart for expanding its footprint. I think that they don't lose a home game, so it won't really affect them in any way. And if you're going to make that kind of trip, making it in the first game of the season will be the easiest time to make it. So it moves the needle because they're playing on a Friday night to open the season. I don't know how I feel about that. I'll have to think about that a little bit. And I don't love it or hate it. It's just kind of there. There are things about it that I like, and there are things about it that I don't like. It's streaming only. Okay. But there's a lot. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's international. It's a streaming only. It's on a non-traditional night. It's a divisional rival game. Like, there's a lot to that bit of information coming down. And didn't we get the opener? It's like, it's in the Cowboys and somebody in the Thursday night game.
Yeah, Cowboys and Eagles are opening the series up together. So a divisional matchup on that opening kickoff night for the NFL.
Which is great. I mean, you know, like that's about as good. Like, if you were cherry picking games to, you know, to have, it's a pretty good one to start the year. That rivalry, right? Like, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. It's like starting the year with Bears Packers or, you know, Chiefs Broncos or something when both teams are expected to be good, and both Cowboys and Eagles are. So we get little nuggets. We'll take you through the latest nuggets that we have in the next segment. The Royals wake up last night. They score a bunch of runs early, which was great. The bullpen was a little bit, one guy in the bullpen, I should say, was a little bit shakier than normal, which is, you know, the dam was going to break on him at some point. Hopefully that's an aberration with Cruz, but they got it done. They get the win. They open the series with the win, and that's good. And they do it, you know, because the offense bailed out the pitcher. That's what we got to see out of the Royals. So we'll get into all of that as we make our way through the show today. Felix Johnson's coming in. It feels like a fall show in the summertime. There's a lot there. We were texted last night. It's just like, all right, maybe there's Bill Belichick gossip news we need to get into, which,
man,
I have
that,
not been
that story
very
is
closely.
So weird. That whole thing. I mean, but I love it. I love the drama and the gossip surrounding it. It's
love
bizarre.
That. You hate Derek Carr quarterback conversations. I love Derek Carr quarterback conversations, and I hate Bill Belichick.
Oh my God. I would rather talk about Bill Belichick and his controlling girlfriend any day of the week.
Yeah.
Over if Derek Carr is the ninth best quarterback of this era. Like that doesn't move the needle for me at all.
Yeah, we're very different there, but that's good. That's what we do. I think everyone needs to leave the old man alone. I think he probably is very aware of what's happening in his life, and he's probably perfectly content with that. But we'll get into it. My great colleague Rachel Hackbarth was filling me in on Travis Kelce's new haircut. If we're going down that road, it's
interesting. He's one step away from Jonathan Taylor Thomas and all of those 90s teen heartthrobs back in the day. It's like the middle part, and it's kind of floppy and
it's long.
It's a little different.
So we'll cover it all today. We've got your gossip news. We've got your sports news. It's all here for you on Sports Daily. Good luck in all our contests. We'll continue that thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee. We're keeping us fueled up and ready to go. When we come back, what we know about the NFL schedule. Some of it pertains to the Chiefs. We're getting bits and pieces. We'll dig through it. Return on Sports Daily.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster. We are coming to you. All over the place, and all over the place, you're going to have chances to win prizes. Let's do another one here, Tommy. Let's do one of our concerts. Let's do a caller contest here. So this will be for the Gone Fishing Tour at the Wave Outdoors. Kingfish and Samantha Fish. Sorry, this one's at the Cotillion. This one is at the Cotillion. My apologies. So the Gone Fishing Tour, Kingfish and Samantha Fish. At the Cotillion, this will be next Thursday, May 22nd. It's a call-in contest. So let's get it right out of the way. Let's do first caller right now, 869-1240. Max has that for you. Good luck, everybody. Gone Fishing Tour, Kingfish, Samantha Fish at the Cotillion next Thursday, 869-1240. Max will get us a winner there. All right, Tommy, let's talk about this schedule in the NFL. So we get bits and pieces all over the place, really. We mentioned it, Eagles, Cowboys. Let's just start at the top. We'll get to the Chiefs games. We'll get to some of the other announcements, and they'll come in more today. But Cowboys, Eagles off the top. You can always count on the Super Bowl champion hosting. So then you sort of go through the schedule. I think if you were the NFL, this needed to either be Cowboys, Eagles or Cowboys, Commanders. Eagles, Cowboys or Eagles, Commanders. And I think those were the only two choices. It had to be one of those. So to pick Cowboys makes obvious sense because of the draw to television and everything the Cowboys bring.
I would have liked to potentially see maybe a team that is in the NFC, but not necessarily a divisional matchup. The only thing I don't love, and I get the appeal of Cowboys-Eagles, obviously, you've got the defending Super Bowl champions to kick off the season. You've got this rivalry between the two teams. So I get the appeal of all of it, but I would much rather have Cowboys-Eagles both times later in the season because, you're going to have playoff implications and all of that with both of those matchups. So I wouldn't have minded seeing, I don't know, like Eagles-Lions or Eagles-49ers or something like that as opposed to a divisional matchup in week number one of the season when there are zero playoff implications. That's my only hesitation about it. But from just a flat-out appeal standpoint, it's going to be great. I mean, I love the fact that they've got that rivalry. It just would have been great to see both of these matchups happen later on in the season.
It's interesting. Last year we started Chiefs-Ravens. And in reality, that had probably more playoff implications than a divisional rival game. Sure. So I think if you're really trying to limit it early, you probably have to go to one of your cross-conference games even. Like, who are the Eagles playing in the AFC that's good, maybe, to avoid that? But, I mean, when you only have 16, 17 games, I think you just kind of have to – I don't know. I could see good and bad from both. I do think, though, to start it there with that one in particular, with the draw that the Cowboys bring to the table, especially now, new head coach, Dak is healthy again. You know, they make the trade for George Payton. The Cowboys have a little bit of buzz here. I think this will be very juicy. Now, we don't need to like predict a winner in that game. I want to know like what's happening with the tush push. I think the Eagles are a really interesting team this year. They actually had to replace some parts, and they were so good all across the field last year. I'm a Cowboys fan. I think people know that, and I'm very pessimistic about the Cowboys in general and their chances. But they're way better than they're getting credit for. Dak was hurt all year. Dak is not. You want to talk about quarterback conversations on Sports Talk Radio? Dak is the biggest conversation guy there is. Because he's good. Like, he's really good quarterback. Is he good enough in this circumstance with this team? And that, like, I don't know. He hasn't been, but the dude is a good quarterback. So you get good quarterback play in the opener, which I think is absolutely critical. You get the drama of the rivalry. You get the drama that always comes with the Cowboys. Like, all of it together, I think it's a pretty solid selection for the NFL. And one that we'll be excited about it. Like, we'll be pretty fired up for that one.
Yeah, if you take a look at the Eagles' opponents in 2025, they play the AFC West this year. But their two home games against AFC West opponents are Raiders and Broncos. Neither really, like, none of those really move the needle for me. But they do play the Lions at home. And that would have been something that I would have loved watching.
That would have been a good one.
Eagles-Lions in Philadelphia to kick off the regular season. That would have been phenomenal, I think, to watch. And that would have been maybe the only other option, as far as, outside of the division that I feel like they probably could have done that one. And that one would have maybe been just as exciting for larger reasons than just the rivalry and divisional matchup between the Eagles and Cowboys.
Yeah, I think that getting Commanders and Jaden Daniels in there would have been also, they had a lot of good options. And their division, I mean, it speaks to that division will probably be pretty entertaining this year. The division that never sends repeat champions, right? Can the Eagles do this thing? It's a good opener. Either way, it's a good opener. Is it perfect?
Yeah, their home opponents this season, Bears, Broncos, Commanders, Cowboys, Giants, Lions, Raiders, and Rams. So for me, I mean, I understand the appeal. Okay. I understand the appeal of Cowboys and Commanders, the division, the rivalry, all of that. Giants are irrelevant. Raiders, nah. Broncos, nah. Really, it's Bears, Lions, Rams. And those probably would have been the three outside of the division that, I would have looked at, with the Lions being at the top. And then probably the Rams and the Bears, two and three after that.
If I'm a TV executive, they got it right. Like, that's the one I would want if I was NBC, and then probably Lions, Commanders, Rams, Bears. Yeah, I mean, that would have been it for me. They just don't play good AFC schedule. Okay, so then the Chiefs are a part of one of the other bits of information we get yesterday, and that is that they'll play not on opening night, but on the Friday night for the first time. They're going to Brazil, and they'll play the Chargers, which is good. Which is a really interesting nugget that it's in Brazil. It's another rivalry game with big playoff implications. It will be played overseas. That what's interesting about it is I don't think it was set in stone. Like, the Chargers could have chosen to not play the Chiefs over there. They had some say in, like, blocking what they do, and they chose not to do that.
What does that tell you? What does that tell you about the Chargers?
There's strategy there, right? There's a bit of strategy. If you're going to get the Chiefs, if you're the Chargers, would you rather have the Chiefs in Brazil or would you rather have the Chiefs in LA? It's interesting. I mean, that's the one you've got circled, obviously. I don't know. I don't know where the better place to play them is. Probably making them travel internationally and do all those things. And here's the other interesting thing about it. Knowing that you get them in week one instead of week whatever, 10, whatever it would be. I don't know what week it would be. That's where I think there's some strategy here that's probably smart for the Chargers. Because if I know what the Chiefs were bad at last year and I know what they did in the offseason, I'd rather catch them early than late when they sort of catch their stride on the offensive line. Like, if I'm going to take my shot at them, I'd want it when all these new pieces have to sort of get settled in.
Well, here's what it tells me. It tells me that the Chargers don't feel like they have any kind of home field advantage in SoFi Stadium, right? Like, that's what it tells me, that they would rather have the Chiefs travel internationally than to have the Chiefs go to SoFi and play the Chargers on the road, when you've got, at least half, if not more, of the crowd rocking Chiefs gear in that game. I mean, that's kind of the way that it's been ever since the Chargers moved from San Diego to LA. So, I mean, to me, it feels like they're thinking, you know what? It's going to be better for us strategically to make the Chiefs travel internationally to kick off the regular season. But on top of that, we almost feel like that's better for us than having the Chiefs come to LA, where we get zero kind of home field advantage with the crowd, with anything inside of our home stadium. So whether or not that was actually the reason, who knows? But that was the first thing I thought of. Like, okay, yeah, the Chargers, they don't feel super confident about their home field advantage potential, and they probably never have felt that way since they moved to LA.
Yeah, I think I think there's probably truth in all of it. And like in the NFL, like this stuff is real. Like this stuff matters. You're thinking about this stuff. Who did the Chiefs play? Was it last year? Was it the Bears? Didn't they play the Bears in recent years overseas or something? And or whatever it was, like there was good reporting on like all the strategy involved with like who to pick, which home game do you want to lose? Like, who do you want to have to take? Maybe it was the Dolphins that were involved in this and not the Chiefs, but like either way, like, yeah, you got to think about that stuff. And again, like probably both things are true. I would rather catch the Chiefs early this year than late. And yeah, I don't feel like that's a true home field advantage. Like if I played, you know, the Broncos out there, the Chargers face that every week because they're kind of second fiddle in a market that doesn't really care about them. And they're trying to change that, but they're going to have that issue every week. They're going to play. They're going to see a lot of road fans that want to come into that stadium and do that kind of thing. So we'll see. You know, I don't have a strong, just speaking of the Chargers, I'm kind of Charger agnostic. I don't really have a take on them yet. And I haven't started to dig in on everything yet this offseason. We like their coach. I like that they brought in a running back to his, you know, style of play. They're probably, because they're not, like the buzz has worn off a little bit, this will probably be the year they're really good. Like, you know, Harbaugh has the history of that. We're not really talking about him. This is probably their year. That's a tough draw for the Chiefs in the opener.
That's the best thing for Justin Herbert, is to have some of the attention off of his shoulders. There's been, you know, so much, I think, pressure and high expectations on him to perform and to kind of finally get the Chargers over that hump that they've never really been able to get over. And, you know, Herbert has been good individually. He's had good stats and all of that. But he's at this point still hasn't gotten them over the hump. And I think, and I know that we both felt this way when the Harbaugh hire happened, like, okay, like that's going to take a step forward for the Chargers. And I think we saw glimpses of that last year. The fact that they're flying under the radar this year a little bit more, to me shows that, you know, yeah, like these guys are continuing to work, continuing to get used to each other and the system that Jim Harbaugh is bringing into place. And I do think that they'll take a step forward this year. How far they go, I'm not willing to predict that yet. And honestly, the times that I've picked the Chargers in the past always come back to bite me. So I'm not willing to do that yet. But I do think they'll be better and improved than what they were a year ago.
I do too. I'm a Herbert guy, but Herbert's got to, he's got something to prove now. Like he needs that next evolution for him needs to happen. He had no more coaching excuses, like no more, none of that. Like you're in a position now where you need to be like going and winning a playoff game and doing some of these things that put you in that stratosphere where I think he should be based on his abilities. But we'll obviously have more on predictions and those sorts of things later. All right. So the other one that we know for the Chiefs is that they will play Christmas Day. So the Chiefs are trying to become the Christmas Day team. You know, the Cowboys have Thanksgiving. The Lions have Thanksgiving. Apparently the Chiefs want to do that for Christmas, which is interesting. I don't know that the players would agree with that, but the organization kind of wants to own Christmas Day, which is probably smart on them to do that. That's, you know, there are certain advantages that come with the Lions and the Cowboys, just kind of knowing people can plan around it. You can do all that stuff. So they'll play the Broncos on the nightcap of the Christmas triple header. I like that too. That should be a meaningful game, but Christmas Day, Chiefs Broncos, I'm in. They're hosting it too, by the way. I'm in for that. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah, I actually really like it, and I've really enjoyed the last couple of years with the Chiefs playing on Christmas Day. For me, because I'm, you know, I'll be the first to admit I'm not an NBA guy, and I know the NBA traditionally has dominated Christmas Day, but I have a hard time getting locked into that. So usually, at least historically, I'm not watching a whole lot on Christmas Day. As soon as the Chiefs and the NFL, for that matter, got into the Christmas Day games, playoff, and you know they're basically in that world now. That's had me lock in a whole lot more. So I've really enjoyed watching the Chiefs play on Christmas Day the last couple of years, and I totally understand why the organization wants to get involved in that, you know, and try to do that every single year. So the fact that it's a divisional matchup against the Broncos, I'm good with. The fact that it's the nightcap to wrap up Christmas Day, I'm good with. I really like that, and I hope that they can continue that.
And Christmas is a Thursday this year, so it'll be a part of like Thursday Night Football for Prime Video. So it won't be anything out of the ordinary. It won't be a weird day of the week. the Friday is the weird day of the week. Well, let me come back to that in just a second. I think the one other game that is announced is Eagles-Bears, which will be a part of the Black Friday pairing of games, which would be November 28th. Black Friday games, fine. Like, I don't, you know, indifferent. At that point of the year, we're kind of through high school football, so I don't, it's fine.
I mean, you get some pretty decent college football games on Black Friday. A lot of times that's kind of the, correct me if I'm wrong, but usually one of the, if not the last conference game for college football.
I wish they'd bring it back. Texas and Texas A&M always played on that Friday.
Yeah.
I believe that's right, until they split. And that was always such a, like, you could really look forward to that. And then it kind of switched to Texas versus Texas Tech. I think they need to make that Texas versus Texas A&M sort of night again, because I do think there's the most animosity. No offense to any other rivalry anywhere. They're all amazing. I think there's the most animosity there, at least in all of college football.
I think Ohio State, Michigan would like to have a word with you on that.
I know. I'm not taking anything away, but it's the kind of, and some of those are too, like Texas A&M writes them into their official like school song, and like the history there, like there is genuine heat, and it's fun. It's a really cool thing. And I'd like it to get a spotlight like that again, now that they're in the same league. So that would be, but it's not, still not going to touch the NFL. Like if it's Texas, Texas A&M, and I think that rivalry is fun, and you're giving me an NFL option on Friday night, I mean, I'm watching the NFL, you know, no offense, Arch, but I'm watching the pro game there. Friday night though, I do want to go back to that for Chiefs Chargers real quick. Early in the season, the high school football season will have started. I don't love that. I don't love that they're playing that Friday night. I think it takes away from the Thursday night thing. I think it takes away from how much fun the opening Sunday of the NFL is. So I would say that I don't mind them playing in Brazil early, and I know it helps them on the back end with travel, but I don't love that they're playing on a Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you can definitely tell, and this is the way it's been for a long time, the NFL wanting to own as many dates as they possibly can in that season. And, you know, if that means it takes away from high school football, so be it. If it takes away from college football, so be it. NBA on Christmas Day, so be it. Like, that's the NFL. It's kind of like, I don't know if you ever played the board game Risk, but it's kind of like taking over the world, like one, you know, one little puzzle piece at a time. I feel like that's what the NFL, I mean, typically does, is they basically want to expand and dominate as much of the sports landscape as they possibly can. That's why the schedule release is now this huge thing, and it never really used to be up until a few years ago. And you've got all the teams getting involved in the social media accounts and all of that. Like, they want to own as much landscape, dominate the entire sports calendar as much as they can.
One quick question from Rick on YouTube. Says Amazon Prime on first game in Christmas. So stupid. Guess I won't be watching. It's not Amazon Prime on the first one. It is streaming, but it's YouTube TV, or YouTube, they're saying, which I assume is YouTube TV. So that one, you know, for a lot of people is probably a little easier to catch than Prime. Prime at this point now has a day of the week. So, you know, that shouldn't surprise us too much. Like, every Thursday night football game is there. YouTube TV, that's the NFL's biggest partner now through Sunday Ticket. So, you know, this will be the first one they've put there exclusively. But again, I don't think that should surprise us. What gets this, before we get into the Royals real quick, what makes it hard for those that I don't like, and I don't know how they do it, what does sports bars do here, right? Like, what is the NFL doing to that clientele? It's difficult. Like, those things are hard to manage and go through, but there probably aren't a lot of sports bars with YouTube TV, because they, you know, they have so many TVs, it's just easier to run cable through. So how do they now have to handle something like that?
Yeah, I think I've read this one time, that I think the NFL has worked with a lot of these establishments for like blanket licensing and different things like that to be able to show as many of these games as possible. But you're right, from a logistical standpoint, it does make it harder when you've got each individual TV that you've got to, you know, set it, you know, for a certain streaming service or whatever it is. My thing is that at this point, we're so far into streaming services with the NFL, and not just the NFL, but sports in general, and where all these different games are being found. You know, I'm done complaining about the platforms that these games are on, unless they're introducing new platforms. Like, if it's, you know, this brand new thing that nobody has. Yeah, at that point, I'm going to be like, really, is that necessary? But like Prime Video at this point, we're like, what, 4 or 5 years in, I feel like, to Prime Video. It's every week. I'm like, you know what? At this point, I'm done complaining about it. Either get on board or get off. Like, I don't really.
Yeah, I don't.
Doesn't bother me.
That's not the one that bothers me. That doesn't bother me. A Netflix game doesn't bother me. What bothers me, and I won't get off, is when NBC only shows a game
on Peacock. And it's a playoff game. I had a problem with that too.
Even a regular season game, it pisses me off because we already pay for NBC. Like NBC, you get your game. People have to pay money to have the service to watch that. Don't then double dip. That's if Netflix wants to be in the football business, if Prime Video wants to be in the football business, that's okay. Like I'm okay with that. But if you're going to try to tell me you got to have like a Peacock only or Paramount only, which Paramount hasn't done this yet, which is CBS, or let's call it like ESPN Plus only, like no. You don't get to double dip like that. That's BS to your viewers. That's the only part of that stuff that makes me mad is when they do that. New network, new services coming in. I don't have a problem with that. I understand that and I can live with that. But you don't get to double dip on that. That's ridiculous.
And I agree with you. I do have an issue with new platforms coming in because at this point, like most people have already paid for
sure.
the top tier streaming services and everybody kind of knows who's got what. But when then you introduce a brand new platform, and I know, like, by the way, ESPN is getting ready to launch a brand new platform, a brand new direct-to-consumer platform. At that point, you make something exclusive and you make it like a next tier up that people have to buy, and it's something completely new that's not part of the normal rotation of streaming services. That's when I start to have an issue with it. At this point, yeah, you want to throw games on Netflix, got it. Like, Netflix has been around forever. Prime Video is every week. So like even a YouTube platform or YouTube TV, like, okay, I can understand that. That's in the top tier of streaming services. You want to throw out Paramount or Hulu or like whatever it is. Okay, cool. We can have that conversation, but it's like something brand new that nobody has. And you're going to force people to go and buy it to be able to watch a game. I do have an issue with that. And I agree with you that the Peacock like exclusive, we already pay for NBC. I'm not going to get a Peacock subscription if I don't want to watch other things on it. I do have an issue with that.
Yeah, we agree on that. I guess I understand when, and I'm sure there are not even really a lot of new networks. Netflix is the best example. Netflix is trying to get into the sports business. So, them paying a bunch of money and doing all that, that one, I guess I'm a little more okay with. And I don't even know what another good example. ESPN would be double dipping if they try to do it. Prime was the big one. Apple TV. Okay, there's one. Apple TV. Let's say Apple TV says, you know what? We want a football game. It bugs me that they get baseball games because I don't have Apple TV. But if Apple TV wants to get into the sports business and the NFL sells them a package or a game or whatever, I can live with that, even as frustrating as it is that I don't have that one, or HBO Max, whatever. Like that's better to me than, Hulu, because we all already pay for ABC and ESPN, which is what. So that whatever, it's nuanced. But Rick, no, it is YouTube. It is not Amazon for that opener. Let's talk a little Royals here. Big winners, not big winners, big offensive night, I should say. As they win it 7-5 over Houston. They score a lot of runs early. The top of the lineup looking good. Now we've got this weird thing. We were talking a little bit about this last night. We've probably paid more. Well, we have paid more attention to the struggles of Vinny Pasquantino than we have Salvador Perez, but he's kind of catching him now, Tommy. Like he's catching up to Salvi, and Salvi is starting to struggle again. Salvi had that heater. I don't know, what was that, 2 weeks ago probably, where he really started to heat up, but he's tailed off again here, and Vinny has started to heat up. Vinny Pasquantino last night, 2-5, had an RBI. Salvi, 0-5. Do you move Salvi in the lineup?
No.
I don't.
No.
By the way, Mikel Garcia played shortstop last night. continuing on his path to play every position on the field this year, probably.
Yeah, I don't think with one game of Salvi going 0 for 5, we start talking about moving him out of the cleanup spot. That's a little rash, and I know that the last couple of games have been a little bit rough for him. By the way, it looked like he kind of tweaked a hamstring at one point during the game, too, so we'll have to keep an eye on that and monitor what's going on with Salvi, and that's the risk that you run with having a guy that's 35 years old playing catcher. You know, he's going to be a little bit more prone to injuries at that age. But no, I'm not overly concerned about where he's at offensively, because the bottom line is that even though he struggled the last couple of games, I know we want to have this exercise of comparing and contrasting him and Vinny Pasquantino. Neither one of them have been outstanding. But at least for the last, I don't know, month or so, if one of them is down, the other one is up. We haven't had a situation where both of them have struggled at the same time since that really bad
losing streak,
bad stretch of baseball. That's what I was about to say. Like, that was the only time during the season that both of them have been down. We had Salvi go on a run where he seemed to be like, you know, basically hitting doubles every time he was up to bat. And Vinny was struggling, and now it's kind of flip-flopped, and Vinny's coming on, and his average is going up, and Salvi's kind of struggling a little bit. So I don't think that you need to be, rash and react and panic about Salvi. I don't think you mess with that and move that. He's pretty, I would say, outside of Bobby Witt Jr. at number two, the second most locked-in position in that lineup has got to be Salvi at four.
Yeah, and India leading off. I agree with that. I think everyone. So here's the other thing, and I think part of it has been those two collectively haven't been good together, and I do think that's a part of why they're not scoring a lot of runs, is because they haven't been together doing it. Which at some point that timing will work itself out. That'll be a part of the internal solution. Here's what, as I watch them, my biggest issue with where Salvador Perez seems just a little bit off to me. He has two walks since April 18th. That's it. I think that's where for him, like, if he can just chill a little bit, I don't know if he's pressing. Maybe it's that a little bit, but he's not walking at all. And he's swinging at a lot of pitches out of the zone, which has always been a part of his thing. I get, like, he does swing at a lot of pitches, but man, he's just, like, he's not letting anything come to him. And I think as much of that. But as far as, like, his impact, I agree. I think he is, with Bobby Witt Jr. and Jonathan India, the most locked in the lineup. And I do think a part of the reason the Royals haven't totally clicked is because he and Vinny together haven't clicked together. Like, when those two were together last year, man, it just felt like if anything happened at the top of the lineup and those two were going to both come up, they felt like there was no chance they weren't scoring a run. That's how, like, when they were together collectively doing that last year, I do think that's a part of the internal improvement that will come, is as those two can sort of synergize when they're going at the same time. I think that'll help. They score 7 runs yesterday. And a lot of the production was right there at the top of the lineup, and it sort of carried over to the bottom. Kyle Isbell, by the way, you can't not play him lately.
He looked really good.
Really good for a while.
And
he's,
I feel like
he's really playing well.
Between him and Drew Waters, and I know Waters had a little hiccup in the field at one point that, you know, wasn't good, but between those two guys at the bottom of the lineup and in the outfield, I think you've got to continue to roll with Isbell and Waters, you know, as best as you can, as often as you can in that outfield, for sure.
And Massey had his home run. So as there are open, the only real, like, opening is probably going to be left field, because you're going to have India, Garcia. Even if you think it's Massey, who's, you know, still just hitting .213, but he's getting much better than he was. Like, even if you think it's that, you got to be able to play Inda, you got to be able to play Garcia. So it's probably like an opening right now, or it all comes internal, which has always been the best case scenario. So the Royals, we'll get more into what they're doing tonight against the Astros as we come back for another hour. But don't go away. We got more Sports Daily, another hour. Felix Johnson joins us next hour. More giveaways. Stick around. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.